Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there. I'd like to talk to you today about a man called Stephen. He's a guy that was in the Bible, and he's one of these great characters that doesn't appear a lot in the Bible, but we can learn an awful lot from his life. My name happens to be Stephen. I'm Stephen Baker, and I'm very interested in this guy because my father and mother decided to name me after him. We first read about Stephen in the book of Acts in the Bible, and you know, some of the description of his character is really, really interesting and informative. It says, I'm reading from Acts chapter 6, that he was amongst a group of seven men who were honest. They had a great reputation in their community. It talks about them having an honest report. It also talks about them being full of the Holy Spirit. That means that God was involved in their lives and they allowed God to have an involvement in their life and it changed them into better people. They knew the forgiveness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. They'd come to know peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. But it also says about them that they were dedicated and disciplined men. They were men who could be trusted. They were men that the people respected. And it says about Stephen in particular, he was a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And they were being actually asked to do a job to look after those who were in need in Jerusalem. There were Hebrew and Grecian widows, and there was a bit of frustration as to who was being looked after properly. And so these men were allocated, seven of them, to do this task. Stephen is also a man who knows not just God, but he knows God's word, the Bible. And if you were to read in Acts chapter 7, you would find that he is being criticized by a certain part of the religious society of that day. And basically a court scene develops and Stephen is put in front of them. And he's being asked, what does he believe about Jesus? And he's being accused of blasphemy. And actually he's facing the death sentence. Acts chapter 7 is a wonderful chapter where Stephen describes how God has dealt with people down the millennia and the centuries of time. And Stephen ends up in that chapter. And I'm just going to turn to it just now. So you hear the rustle of the page. I'm just going to turn to it just now. And Stephen ends up that chapter by accusing the people of his day of being stiff-necked, of being those who resisted God speaking to them, and persecuting people who are followers of God and Jesus Christ, and actually putting to death Jesus on the cross. And they were so angry with him. And they were so mad with him that they picked up stones to stone him. Now, Stephen is the first Christian martyr. But a martyr in Bible terms is not someone who goes to heaven because they were martyred. A martyr in Bible terms is someone who's prepared to face death if need be, because they're not prepared to deny their faith. They're not prepared to give up what they believe. In other words, they believe they have the right to believe in Jesus Christ and to own him as their Lord and Saviour, and they would rather die than refuse to believe. Stephen's a great example and a great lesson to all of us. You've been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.